I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
What's going on?
We on, baby.
Dude, I don't know if broads can think.
You don't think so?
I think they operate. They're like slightly above dogs on what they're doing and why they're doing it.
See, I don't. I mean, I could appreciate that. I just think they're.
I could appreciate that.
I'm trying.
What do you think of that theory, dude?
What, that girls are dogs?
That bays?
I know what you're doing.
What?
I'm having an honest. I'm trying to get in the core of the reactor, dude.
Dude, I'm trying to put a pin in this.
This is like when Rogan hangs out and talks to Jones. You see their new talk?
No, on InfoWars, I didn't see the whole time.
Rogan's trying to be like, well, I mean, like, it's just like what it is. Like I just need to work.
Joe.
And dude, Alex jumps in. He's like, what'd you hear about those babies that are doing a strip dance, drag dance? And Joe's like, well, no, I didn't pull. Oh, yeah, it's kind of fucked up. Anyway, oh, dude, it's the whole time Jones is like, yeah, but they're trying to take us down. Yeah, but Rogan's just trying to, dude.
So you think I'm Rogies and you're Alex Jones in this?
No, I'm Rogies right now. You're Jones.
What?
Jones will jump in. Rogan's trying to make points. And Jones will be like, yeah, but, you know, they're like definitely like deplatforming. And Rogan's like, ah, yeah, okay.
So you were saying, let's go back to what you were saying, that women are mindless.
Women are.
And they operate purely on instinct.
No, I'm thinking not. It's not even instinct, dude. Well, yeah,
it's biological. There's just something's causing them to act like idiots.
For some reason, they're out of touch.
When you were calling them idiots.
No, here's what I'm saying. They're ashamed of their instinct, where dudes are like, I'm fucking horny now. Yeah, this is sick. I'm a fucking viral man. But for women, women are like ashamed of their womanhood.
I think all humans are ashamed of their instinct.
Not me, bro.
No, but like that's why, you know, you don't fucking people get uncomfortable like shitting in public or like you burp, you do anything that
that's
puts
not your
you
instinct. That's a bodily function.
Well, yeah, a bodily function, but that just reminds you that you're just a fucking
it animal. Sucks. And that's
anytime you're publicly just an animal.
Yes, and
you
that's,
feel bad.
And that's what when you start getting into like the neurotransmitters and stuff of it all, when you're like, I'm just trying to maintain these levels. Yes, it does feel bad.
Yeah,
but bodily function, we're trying to suppress those for a certain reason. But you can at least be like, I'm fucking horny. I'm conquesting. All these things are sick about me. This is tight for a woman to be like, I vaguely feel like I want a child and now I'm mad at people. It's fucking confusing.
Yeah.
Super confusing. So I kept trying to think about what my fucking evolutionary blind spot is. Can't find it. I'm way too in touch with myself. Sorry.
Did you have any leads?
Huh?
Like, what did you think could possibly be your blind spot?
Just my anima, dude. The female counterpart.
You have a strong female counterpart.
I do,
anima.
Dude. I do. It's fucking otherworldly.
Do you think I do? I don't know.
For sure, dude.
You think I have a strong female
dude,
animal?
You have a fucking.
Thank you.
You have a definitely.
Do I have like a
definitely?
What
dude.
Do I have in me?
Just a fucking bitch. Dude.
Just a black queen.
Just a raging black bitch. You're like a cool sense of being like, yes, bitch.
Yeah, I do have a very
you have a
strong,
powerful bitch, dude.
I have such a. I knew I had a powerful bitch in me.
Yeah, dude.
I just went to Wawa on the way here, and I was pissed that they were out of apple fritters. Dude. I went dumb in there, dude. Where are the fritters at?
You went stupid?
Yeah, dude. I knew my inner black bitch would come out.
You were saying, I was thinking black is in like a dark queen. I didn't think.
No,
like
I was talking about legit, just a black bitch.
You have a black bitch. I can see you having a black bitch in you.
I'm a big sassy black woman at heart.
So you have like, you definitely have like a Monique, dude.
For sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Me and Monique operate on very similar wavelengths.
It sucks there's no like Monique platform for you.
What do you mean? Yeah, I can't just. What do you mean?
Like, there's like a whole like market for sassy blackness. Like, sassy fat blackness is like, please, right here.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a market for
fat whiteness.
Fat arrogant white dude.
Sure.
There's definitely a strong market.
I don't know fat arrogant white guy. I think more like fat like silly like Gaffigan cornered the fat silly market. I don't think there's a lot of big market for like a guy with a substantial build. To go up there, a guy with a substantial build and go up there and insert fucking, you know, his.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking
Look
about.
Look at our leader.
Huh?
Look at the fucking Trump dog. That's a fucking sassy big dog. Sassy That's big true. Dog's Alex Jones is a sassy big dog.
Yeah, he's a sassy
There's
big dog.
There's a ton of sassy bigs.
No, you're right. That's dude.
Sassy bigs run the world.
You're right about that.
You should actually.
I'll check that theory.
Yeah, check that theory.
So you think, but do you think like Trump is actively fighting like a space invader wave of like Moniques?
Yeah.
You think
That's Monique? Dude, he gets on Twitter and fucking.
True.
His inner Monique, or are you saying that Moniques are out there trying to stop him?
Yeah, you think they're trying to take down like. Well, Trump's
are
not
you kidding?
That substantial.
Sassy Moniques have fucking.
Trump's not that big of a. He's not that like. He's got a fat ass for
Trump's
sure.
fat as fuck, dude.
fat?
yeah. Trump's fat, dude.
He should get, dude. He should spend like a huge portion of his money on just doing whatever plastic surgery procedures that need to get him like super ripped. Oh, and he should just take a fucking White House call, no shirt, just ripped.
That would be incredible.
That would be so fucking funny. Did you see the video on the Reddit? Of the white kid with no shirt, like screaming. He's just like, he must have been all drunk and he went into like a McDonald's, was going, Trump, Trump, Trump. And
how'd that go?
Like, kicked him. People slammed him into like the drink thing. it's like, it's so funny to be blacked out and just wake up like, dude, I fucking started screaming Trump and Burger King last night.
Yeah, I do that every weekend. Every weekend. I wake up like, why the fuck was I screaming Trump 2020?
It was just such a weird like compulsion.
Bro, I'm a fucking six pack of Bud Lights away from full maggot every day. Dude, I'll drink. I'm like right now. I'm like, no, dude, get him out of here. We don't need him as president. Dude, six BLs in. I'm just full. Like, dude, the train is rolling. Trump train. Let's go.
You're 6'1". You're just like, you start getting the.
Yeah, man.
That's fucking sick. But yeah, that was my sick and twisted foray into the female mind last night. And it was just like, whew.
I mean, I appreciate that you keep going back to the well, keep trying to figure it out. I've just, you know, I let go.
I can't.
I let go and let God deal with it.
You let God deal with it?
I've let God deal with my fucking law. Whenever I law, I let God handle it.
Whenever I try to do something like vaguely normal and functional, I start feeling really like, dude, I started ordering from Snap Kitchen. It's like it's like that place where you like call and you get your meals and they're pre-made. So like you can get it set up to where like you wake up, have your breakfast, lunch, dinner set up, and I'm like, God, I feel like such a fucking douchebag. For some reason, like calling and setting up my meal. Gears here.
Let's go ahead and change gears.
That fuck that, dude. God damn it, I can't talk like a pussy. I'm
did you self care?
Hell no, dude.
I just
abused myself left and right. Did I fall? Did I self care? Yeah, I might have snuck off into the shadow. I might have snuck off into the West Wing, dude, and fucking cranked one out at night.
At night, you snuck off.
Yeah, I'm like a gargoyle, dude. I fucking come alive
at night. Come alive at
night. Jerk off. No, what the fuck did I do? Oh, dude, we're just talking about how we got fucking shit for naps today.
I just woke up from a long nap.
Dude,
my girlfriend woke me up from the Clark just fucking crawling over top of me.
What is
fucking,
that?
She, at one point, she went and got food, a plate of oranges, and sat in bed next to me. And just ate it.
Why?
And it was like, do you care if I watch Netflix in here? And I was like, no, go ahead. But like.
Oh, I shut that. I don't like
that. Put the fucking laptop right next to me.
Yeah.
So go downstairs.
Defeating the purpose of a laptop.
Like, what are you doing right now?
Dude, I, for some reason. Like. Man,
fucking Clarp just waking me up the whole time.
Yeah, Brittany will do that to me.
And then she knew when I had to wake up to come do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, all right, we'll do it at 8:30. And then I wake up and I'm like, what time is it? And she's like, it's 8:15.
Like, she put you under a spell.
And she was like, you don't have to go tonight. Do it tomorrow. I'm like,
stop it,
Clarp.
I don't understand how women think they can just sabotage your plans.
Yeah.
I was getting, of course, you know, I'm like, I got to do the podcast tonight at 8:30. It's like, well, can you do it? I was like, no. Stop trying to change the schedule.
Yeah, who cares?
I took a nap today. She wouldn't let me the whole time. Same thing. Just kind of like wouldn't let me really sleep. Kept fucking around. And I'm like, if I did this to you while you're trying to sleep, you will freak the fuck out.
Right.
If I wake her up in the morning time,
yeah. She's like, I'll give the Clarp this. Yeah. I did do that to her last night.
You woke her up.
Was just fucking with her last night when she was trying to sleep.
Really?
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because had a show at the Shippensburg Comedy Club.
Wow.
AKA the Courtyard Marriott. Whew.
Come on, dude.
That's just a fine 5-star hotel.
Hell yeah, dude.
In the middle of a field in Shippensburg.
It's like the Omni Ballroom.
It was insane. All the heavy hitters were there.
Really?
Yeah. It was about 40 heavy hitters in a hotel conference room.
It's literal heavy hitters.
No, I went out with some fans, dude. They came all the way from Pittsburgh to fucking check it out. Shout out Meatball. What up, bro?
Damn.
Drove out and they're like, you want to go to Sheetz? I was like, yes, dude. So we went on a nice late night Sheetz run, and Clarp went up to the room and went to sleep. So when I got back,
oh, you're in a hotel room, dude. All bets are off.
So when I got back, I like was jumping on her and fucking with her, and I would kept ripping the covers off her, and she was like screaming. She was so mad. It's pretty fun.
Exactly.
Taking the covers, she's like, I'm cold.
Oh, so she was getting you back today during the nap.
Yeah, she did have every reason to. to bother me.
My thing that bothers me Brittany will bring like.
Sorry, but at one point she was like, "You're being creepy," because I was like jumping on her, and I was like, "All right, well now this is done.
Yeah,
boy, this is not fun anymore."
They know how to stick the knife in and twist.
There was a bottle of lotion next to the bed, and I stepped on it and just exploded everywhere in the room. And I that's why I woke her up. I woke her up and I'd be like, "You fucking smashed this lotion bottle. Look what you did." She was like, "I didn't do that." I was like, "Yeah, you did. You should get up and clean it."
Oh my God, I tried to trick her.
Tried to trick her hard into taking the blame for it.
She wouldn't take it.
She didn't. She stood her ground. She did good.
She's probably fake sleeping the whole time. Do you ever fake sleep?
Yeah.
Someone comes in, you're just like.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Dude. Yeah, I don't know why.
I do it.
Am I going to get some secret information out of them?
No, when Brittany comes in from, she will come in from night work sometimes, and I'll have just been reading, and I'm like, oh, I hear the door, and I put it down. I'm like, and I just go to, like, I'm just like, I'm like, I've been asleep. Don't disturb me.
Trying to avoid that combo.
I'm trying to avoid just like the dumping of the day's emotional fucking data just down on me at like right before bedtime.
Yeah, that's tough.
So I fucking, dude, I'll hit the sheets, pull the thing off, hit the, even like a little nightlight above our bed. I hit that thing off, throw the book away, and I was like, oh, gee, oh, gee. Dude, but yeah, she brings me to bed with her. If she's tired, she's like, just come lay down with me for a little bit. So she'll literally, it's like when they used to bury the boys, dude, with the fucking emperor, dude. I'll like go in there and I'm just like, I'm wide awake in bed. And I'm like, this fucking sucks.
And then
she'll be like, to get me to bed, but you can keep the light on and read, just come to bed with me. So then like, I'll be like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed, and she'll hop in bed and hit the light on and start reading. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Get out. Like, I'm going to sleep. She's like, well, I let you read. I'm like, yeah, but you requested me in here.
Yeah.
I'm like, get out. I need perfect darkness to sleep. Dude, I got one of the most – you know my quest to understand the female ego, bro.
Yeah.
I got a glimpse yesterday. I got a missing piece yesterday that I didn't even know existed that, like, literally freaked me the fuck out.
So we're talking about
dream paralysis. We're hanging out with friends yesterday, and it's for the couple we're with. The girl is from Ghana and the dude's German. So they're really fucking funny. The two of them are like, the dude is hilarious. They're both really funny. So we're like talking and we're talking sleep paralysis. Me and the girl both have sleep paralysis. So we're talking, we're going back and forth on sleep paralysis, war stories. It was fun.
Yeah.
And then, her boyfriend brought up something about like, just like that women's fluctuation in mood around the period time, like brought it up. She gave him the like, I fucking dare you to keep going on with this thing.
Yeah.
So I'm sensing the tension. So I jump in. I'm like, well, to be fair, like if I don't sleep, if I get like 4 hours of sleep for two nights in a row, I'm disturbed emotionally. Like I'm fucked up. I'm angry. I'm sad. So I'm like, you know, you getting flooded with hormones. It's not someone like slamming you for being
there's
like,
nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing to be ashamed of. It makes sense.
We're like, not period shaming.
Exactly. That's my thing.
We are very pro periods.
So I set the stage to be like, no. Like, we're not slamming you. Because I think that's a serious insecurity. Like, Shane, if I was telling you that like once a month you kind of lose your marbles, you'd be like, no, I don't. It's like, you kind
of
do.
For like 20% of your life, you're on your period and you're out of your mind.
I know.
So for almost, like a quarter of your life, you're retarded.
Well, no, it's a quarter of your life you're sleeping. A quarter of your life you're just off your
up
fucking
and
rocker.
And retarded.
And then you got half where you're like, you're spotty.
Less
you're,
retarded.
You got half your life, you're just Jason Bourne. You're waking up every morning like, what? I didn't say that. You just got to like patch up all your friendships. You're like, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, that's my life. I'm blacked out.
That's alcohol. This is you're talking baseline. Your baseline is like if you were getting blacked out. Like,
true.
So it's like, you know, that's a fucking sore spot, dude. So like we're talking about it and then she just like, so, you know, I'm like letting her know like, no, I'm, you know, no judgment. Like this is just what I'm observing. And she was like, well, here's what happened. She broke it down to me. She's like, I can speak for myself. She's like, I'll get this. She's like around that time of the month or like I forget exactly what – there's a period of the month where like you'll get like – you feel like you're grieving the loss. Like you're grieving a dead child. To where like you want a baby, like you want a fucking baby and you feel like you're, and again, this is going to be just, you know, her specific hormonal profile, but you're like mourning the loss of a child that doesn't exist. So it's like, that's like one layer of it. She was explaining to me and you'll really start wanting a baby to the point where you're like, you know, you want one and then that's it alone. And then you're dealing with like, if you're like a super feminist, you're like, fuck that. I'm not a fucking baby machine. So you're like kind of at odds. You might just not want that at all. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
But a huge swath of women, I would imagine, there has to be a strong biological push. Otherwise, women wouldn't have kids. Because it's like such a bad fucking deal for them. Such a risky deal. There has to be a strong biological push for women. So you kind of got to scatter the signal into like kind of a little bit of like madness for them to be like, yeah, yeah, hell yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. So, like,
so we were talking about that, and she was like, and then it's weird. Like, you'll get this like around a certain period. Like, I'll look at my boyfriend and be like, I just love him so much. He's the best. He's the best thing. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm so lucky to have found him. And then it'll kind of give way to this feeling. And she's like, usually around like the period time or whatever, that I'll start just being like, it'll flip to where everything he does annoys me, to where like it's all I can think about, like, God, this motherfucker, and I fucking hate how he does this, and you'll just start hating this person. She's like, you just alternate back and forth. And I was like, God damn, dude. And then she'll be like, I'll specifically start being like, why didn't he give me a baby yet? Does he not
exactly
trust me?
Well, it makes sense biologically at that point when you're having your period to hate your partner. Because it's like, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
Right now I'm not pregnant. And you're my mate.
Yeah, you did this to me.
Do better. Get me pregnant.
Yeah, dude.
You fucking fat idiot. Turn FIFA off and stop dipping. Now it's time to get it funky. Get it funky.